This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has denied allegations by the New York Times that he suggested that President Donald Trump be secretly recorded. We get details on the story from AP's Eric Tucker.
You had just had FBI Director Jim Comey having been fired by the president. You have the revelation that Comey had kept memos about his own interactions with President Trump. So there's a lot taking place in the midst of all of this. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has denied that this took place. He has said it's untrue and inaccurate, and he's referred to anonymous sources who have their own agenda. But I should also note the Justice Department did issue a statement from somebody who was in the room saying, I do remember the remark. It did happen, but it was obviously meant in a sarcastic way.
AP's Eric Tucker. Meanwhile, President Trump questioned the integrity of the woman who has accused his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault when they were teenagers years ago. The president posted on Twitter that if the attack was as bad as she says, charges would have been filed immediately with police. AP's Sagar Meghani reports that remark was a change of tactics for President Trump.
It started last night in Las Vegas when the president questioned the allegation during an appearance on Fox News Channel's Hannity.
Why didn't somebody call the FBI 36 years ago?
He'd held off on challenging Christine Blasey Ford's allegation or even saying her name for days, but the restraint is now gone. The president tweets he has no doubt that if the attack was as bad as Dr. Ford says, charges would have been filed, and he wants her to come forward with the filings. The shift in tone comes as Ford's lawyers negotiate the terms of a possible appearance before a Senate panel next week. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. 1 week after Hurricane Florence hit the Carolinas with floods and destructive winds, some parts of the states remain underwater. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, residents of South Carolina are bracing for more flooding as swollen rivers flow downstream.
The weather has been nice and sunny in Governor Henry McMaster's state of South Carolina, but
the rivers are flooding and they have not even crested yet in some parts of the state.
Speaking in Las Vegas, President Trump talked about his recent visit to the hurricane region.
They're almost at the stage where they're rebuilding in South Carolina.
But they aren't at that stage yet.
It's going to be a tough one.
There have been evacuations in North Carolina. Floodwaters breached a dam near Wilmington, holding back a large reservoir at a power plant. Coal ash from an adjacent dump could be flowing into the Cape Fear River. I'm Ed Donahue.
Tanzania's government Friday declared 4 days of mourning after more than 130 people were killed in a ferry accident on Lake Victoria. Search teams spent a second day pulling bodies from the MV Nyerere, which capsized on Thursday amid speculation that it was overcrowded. Regional Commissioner John Mongella said he would not speculate on how many people were aboard the ferry, but it is not uncommon for watercraft that ply the region's vast lakes to carry hundreds of passengers. Local media say that the MV Nyerere may have been carrying as many as 200 passengers when it capsized. Tanzania's Chief Secretary John Kijazi said that he has ordered an investigation into the accident and that charges would be filed against those responsible. Turkish and Russian officials say they have agreed on the borders for a demilitarized zone around Idlib province in Syria. The announcement Friday follows 3 days of talks this week on the effort to set up the 15 to 20 kilometer zone as part of a bid to prevent a military assault on Syria's last held rebel enclave. The United Nations has been sounding the alarm on Idlib for weeks, warning of a humanitarian catastrophe if Syrian President Bashar al-Assad followed through on plans to clear the rebel stronghold. However, Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that his country and Turkey would enforce the buffer zone. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed condolences to the Vietnamese people at the death of their president, Tran Dai Quang, who died Friday at age 61 after a serious illness. In a statement, President Trump called President Quang a great friend of the United States and noted that Quang graciously hosted the U.S. president during his state visit to Vietnam last year. Vietnam's official news agency announced Quang's death Friday at a military hospital in Hanoi. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd.